Richard Hanning Jr. reaffirms the statement that our son Richard is in a Richard Hanning Jr. torture phase of his healing. An infinite number of times. In small sacred times. Margaret McIntyre's son, Cindy Shane, is related to Margaret McIntyre. The save game file for Spider Solitaire is either missing or invalid. If the file exists, it will be deleted. The new game will start. As for much less sensitive intent machine, as it says to me on my intent machine, decrease exponentially an infinite number of times than the smallest increment of time that exists in the universe, seeming throughout all eternity. Private gazillion, 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 all infinities. Richard Hanning Jr. reaffirms the statement that our son Richard is in a Richard Hanning Jr. phase of his healing an infinite number of times, but in the smallest increment of time that exists in the universe, proceeding throughout all eternity. Forever, gazillion, 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 all infinities. Alan Gale Jubal, a retard, repulsive cunt, fat pig, ugly spot, affirms it. Whatever. Forever, gazillion, 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 all infinities. Alan Gale Jubal, a retard, repulsive cunt, fat pig, ugly spot, reaffirms the affirmation an infinite number of times within the smallest increment of time that exists in the universe, seen throughout all eternity. It's 11 a.m. I don't start turning time. Preventative hydrogen peroxide. So I may actually be listening to music. And you know what the Bible says. The sound of music shall never be heard in her again. Whatever. Private gazillion, gazillion, gazillion. All my goodies. I didn't think God was dead. I didn't think love was dead. I thought the most significant people in my life had betrayed me horribly. And I was very hurt. Whatever. Private gazillion, 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 all the goodies. Now when Murray O'Hare disappeared, kind of like Jimmy Hoffa. I don't think they ever found out she was missing, so they never found a body. They probably were able to declare her dead. Then her son became a public Christian. Christian. I'm a Christian. I kill babies. What do? I'm an atheist. I don't kill babies. Whatever. However, gazillion, gazillion, gazillion. All infinities. Madeline Murray O'Hare disappeared and then 10 years after I saw her on Phil W. Probably a reasonable time frame. They never found her body. It was pretty clear she was dead. And then her son became a famous public Christian. And her son, advocating for her son at school is how she started on all this anyway. But he didn't have to stand up and say a prayer and stuff like that because he didn't believe in God and she didn't believe in God. Nancy Jaffa doesn't want me talking about this. Nancy Jaffa says she was part of disappearing Madeline Marie O'Hare. Whatever, 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 whatever. Probably gazillion, 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 all it is. William Rehnquist says he's a fervent Christian. Whatever, 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 whatever. Probably gazillion, 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 all it is. William Rehnquist says he disappeared Madeline Marie O'Hare. Whatever, 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 whatever. Private gazillion, gazillion, gazillion. Oh, infinity. And then I'll solve half of them. And then maybe I'll be done. Nancy Jaffa says she's Roman Polanski. Whatever, 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 whatever. Private gazillion, gazillion, gazillion. All infinities. Nancy Jaffa reaffirms the statement that she's Roman Polanski an infinite number of times, in the smallest increment of time, existing universe, stating throughout all eternity. Somebody, maybe Rehnquist, says there's a connection between Roman Polanski not being allowed in the United States and the disappearance of Madeline Marie O'Hare. Whatever? Whatever. Rehnquist says, Madeline Marie O'Hare's body is buried or hidden, because I don't know if it's under dirt, in California, on the coast. Well, it looks like where Robert F. Kennedy had dinner with Roman Polanski, and I think it'd be Sharon Tate. Yeah, I think it was before she died. While he was in California, for the Democratic primary, whatever, 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 where he got shot in the hotel kitchen, whatever the hotel was, where he gave his acceptance speech for the Democratic nomination, whatever, 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 whatever. So. William Rehnquist is some kind of a cylinder. It's probably metal, a little bit. It's not perfectly rounded. Metal Marie O'Hare. I'm not sure how they could keep her alive. It doesn't look like she has medical equipment attached to her. Probably gazillion, 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 all of the things. I have to make another dream. Turn on the music and dry my sunglasses. Whatever, whatever. Have a gazillion, 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 all in threes. I'll pause so you can have the details of Madeline Marie O'Hare. Whatever, whatever. And Jimmy Hoffman. It's 8:20 a.m. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Have a gazillion, 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 all in threes. Speed on one, speed on zero. Speed on one, star of the cross. I reaffirm the request an infinite number of times, but in the smallest increment of time that exists in the universe, proceeding throughout all eternity. Whatever, 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 whatever. Private gazillion, 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 all infinities. Nancy Jaffa affirms that Madeline Marie O'Hare is buried in California on the coast, that it's near where Robert F. Kennedy had dinner with Roman Polanski and I think Sharon Tate, because I think she wasn't dead then, while he was in California for the Democratic primary, where he was killed. Whatever, 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 whatever. Private gazillion, 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 all infinities. An infinite number of times, and the smallest amount of time in this universe, seen throughout all eternity. If there are fighting factions between Nancy Webb, and Nancy Jaffer, I think Nancy Webb's from me. I'll make a drink and try off my sunglasses.
Bigfoot never levels. Machine is possible for... I think it will be all right now. That's the Michael J. Fox tortured Vietnamese, tortured and killed Vietnamese hunt in the Vietnam War. Donald is what near Lesville. The first thing that she's responsible for. Quote, I think it will be all right now. I think the number of times. And then a small increment of time. Seeing throughout all eternity. Actually, he's Kirk Douglas.
An infinite number of times, but in the smallest increment of time that exists in the universe, seen throughout all eternity, whatever. Probably gazillion, all things. That means Harry could be Van Gogh. Whatever. Probably gazillion, all things. Harry could be Van Gogh. Speed out 1, speed out 0, speed out 1 star of infinity. I reaffirm the request an infinite number of times, within the smallest increment of time, that exists in the universe, seen throughout all eternity. Whatever. Private gazillion, all infinities. Here I reaffirm the statement that he is Vincent Van Gogh, an infinite number of times, within the smallest increment of time, that exists in the universe, seen throughout all eternity. Whatever. Probably gazillion, all infinities. Van Gogh really sucked. It's not just that he was insane, psychotic and ugly, and had to pay to get fucked. He really sucked. Whatever. Probably gazillion, all infinities. The only things I liked a little were his sketches of peasants working in the fields. And Harry says that was someone else. Someone else did those for him. Whatever. Power of a gazillion, all infinities. Iris says it was pretty. Someone else may have done that for him. I didn't like Starry Night. It's all amateurs, childish shit. Whatever. Grab a gazillion, all infinities. Bill Witcher says, Harry tortured Kant to make sure his paint in his paintings was preserved. Whatever. Grab a gazillion, all infinities. Whatever. Grab a gazillion, all infinities. Bill Witcher says, I'm a speed reader. Whatever. Grab a gazillion, all infinities. Bill Witcher reaffirms the statement that I'm a speed reader. An infinite number of times, within the smallest increment of time, that exists in the universe, seen throughout all eternity. Bill Witcher says he's Robin Williams. Whatever. Private gazillion, all infinities. Bill Witcher reaffirms the statement that he's Robin Williams. An infinite number of times, within the smallest increment of time, Nancy Labesse be given the tools to defeat Nancy Jaffer's faction. Whatever. Private gazillion, all infinities. As Nancy Jaffer be shrunken. Whatever. I ask that an infinite number of universes be created while the resources are developing ways to shrink Nancy Jaffer. Whatever. Private gazillion, all infinities. Nancy Jaffer says she's Tina France. Whatever. I ask Nancy Labesse to be protected. Whatever. It's the Breyer line. Whatever. Breyer line says they don't want you to know William Rehnquist disappeared Madeline Marie O'Hare. Whatever. Ellen Gale Jugal, a retarded, false cunt, fat pig, ugly twat, so she was not a natural bastard faction. Whatever, 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 whatever. I asked the Justice Prior line be contained and confined. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Probably gazillion, 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 all infinities. What did he do to paint like Van Gogh? Suck, but it was like Van Gogh when he was famous. Whatever, whatever. Probably gazillion, 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 all infinities. Speed out 4, speed out 0, whatever, 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 whatever. I reaffirm the request an infinite number of times, within the smallest increment of time that exists in the universe, seeing throughout all eternity. Whatever, whatever. Dino says Nancy Jack is going to win because I want Nancy Labash to win, and everything has to go against what I think is best. Whatever, 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 whatever. Survive a gazillion, 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 all infinities. Dino says Nancy Jaffer is going to win because everything is about going against what I think is best. Whatever, whatever, whatever. To the private gazillion, 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 all affinities. Dino France says Nancy Webb-Dash is stronger. Whatever, whatever, whatever. To the private gazillion, 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 all affinities. And neighbors was a fake on the way, like, what you call it, copy. She probably had surgery and everything to look like Faye Dunaway. It's weird. She probably got the one part because she looked like Faye Dunaway or something. Whatever, 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 whatever. Probably gazillion, 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 all of these. Goldie Allen says she knows the Condon neighbors, or she was part of making her Faye Dunaway copy. Whatever, 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 whatever. Probably gazillion, 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 all in phase. Kind of like that. May get one part, maybe two parts, for looking like someone already famous. But that's it. Then they got all this surgery and all that shit. You're such a fucking stupid twat. Whatever, 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 whatever. Probably gazillion, 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 all in phase. Hey, Dunaway had a reputation of being a real fucking bitch. She wasn't that good of an actress, and she wasn't that pretty. So, copying her is really stupid. I'm going to stop recording and start recording again. It's 8:35 a.m. Speed on 1, speed on 0, speed on 1, star of the prior 30. I reaffirm the request an infinite number of times. I never liked Nancy Jaffer. I did like Nancy with them. She's a nice person to work with and to work for. And she tolerated my questions. I asked a lot of questions. I wanted to make sure I was doing it right. And she tolerated it nicely, and if she was frustrated with the number of questions I asked, she didn't show it to me. Michael Douglas wants me to stop recording and start recording again so you can see how pretty I look this morning. Whatever, 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 whatever. Whatever, gazillion, 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 all infinities. Michael Douglas reaffirms a statement that he wants me to stop recording, start recording again, so you can see how pretty I look this morning, an infinite number of times, in the smallest increment of time that exists in the universe, seeing throughout all eternity. It's 8:38 a.m. Michael Douglas demands to be programmed, drugged, and mind controlled to feel insecure, to be insecure, whatever, 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 whatever. Dustin Hoffman says, Michael Douglas wouldn't be nasty, but he is forced to be. But he would have just leveled off a long time ago. Zero. It's probably true. It's pretty nice. I don't like the hunt, though. Well, Dustin Hoffman, I think, it is naturally intelligent. I think he would have leveled off too. Just to see what's going to happen. I don't have any memory of Michael Douglas. Very few memories. Senses of things? I didn't have a sense that I knew these people. I didn't suspect movie stars were Satanists. I suspect a lot of politicians were. Carla Big Sissy, Jan Walker. Jan Walker says she was torturing very young when I interacted with her. I guess Richard Hanley Jr. and others just jumped on Jan Walker after I told her I remembered her bleeding in the back of Donald Nicholas's car. Well, no, it would have been before then. Probably told Richard about the memory. I was working up the courage to talk to Jan Walker about it before that, because she had a really quick answer. But she hadn't remembered anything before the age of 6 or 12, she told me. Her doctors were concerned about it, so for her to have a really quick answer about remembering what happened that day, Oh. Eduardo was nice. If that was him, Jan and her boyfriend have stayed with us at Nob Hill for a couple days between flying to, it was Chile. There was some kind of paperwork or something they had to do downtown. And the young man that was Jan's boyfriend that was with her was very nice and attractive also. I don't really remember how the sleeping arrangements were. Donna probably wouldn't have allowed him to sleep in the same bedroom with Jan. So maybe that De Duarte slept on the pull-out couch and I slept in the bedroom with Jan. There were two twin beds. That probably is how it happened. We didn't really have a couch. We had a love seat in the living room. That probably is true. De Duarte probably had the first bedroom on the right. It was nice to see Jan. I haven't seen Jan since I was a kid. And it really was a nice visit. I think that Duarte had family who lived in Chile. And they were visiting someone, maybe his home or something. I think he did speak with a Spanish accent. Mm-hmm. That's it. Tino says Nancy Jaffer is stupid. Nancy Wabash isn't. Tiro. Hey, Carrie. Says he wishes I would eat a peanut butter English muffin. Maybe hungry. Gonna wait a little bit. John Lansbury says they get all or a lot of my biblical verses, which I actually miss. Every day I live by those. Every situation, something from the Bible would apply. I don't have that right now. Oh, sure. Lottie Burrell says she's either one of those little kids like in Twilight Zone, the movie, or she's in charge of them. Whatever. Lottie Burrell says she's made of something. Not plastic. It's not Play-Doh. I don't know what it is. Could be the sap of a tree. It's not rubber. Whatever. Rubber comes from tree sap. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Rubber, like tires. Comes from tree sap. I don't know what tree. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Someone says there's something else that comes from tree sap, but I don't remember what it is. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Well, maple syrup comes from maple sap. Harry says that's why forestry is so important, because rubber comes from tree sap. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Could be. Harry says he's Richard Webster. Whatever, 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 whatever. For a bazillion oddities. Harry says he's Richard Webster. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Richard Webster did a photograph a lot like John Pence. He did a still life photograph. He was a photography student. It's really good. Richard Webster says the wine glass in the painting here, like Carol E. Thompson from Maryland. Whatever, whatever, whatever. He did a photograph, a still life photograph, a lot like this painting. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Close mouth says Harry is a retard. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Close mouth says Harry is a retard. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Lisa Nicholson says she's Shelley Bergens. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Probably gazillion, 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 all infinities. Robert Bergens says no cunt was ever born as ugly as Shelley Bergens, and that's why the ugly cunt was motivated to torture people, to try to make an impression on the Holy Spirit of God. Whatever, 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 whatever. Robert gazillion, 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 all in threes. When I was with Richard Webster at the National Gallery of Art, I saw a beautiful still life of flowers. It was a lot of purple. I thought it was violets, but I did still life violets, and maybe still life violets, National Gallery of Art. I didn't find anything. Whatever, whatever, whatever. I'm going to get two more. These two going. Richard Webster says his famous penis. That one's his. Yes.
after the first statement that Mr. Webster has the most famous penis that ever lived.
And if a number of times. And then the small section of time, the existing universe, seen throughout all eternity. Whatever, 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 whatever. To the power of a gazillion, 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 all infinities. Richard Webster says, Michael Douglas has the painting I saw at the National Gallery of Art that I like so much. Whatever, whatever. I thought of trying to find a way to steal it, but I don't know that I mentioned anything to Richard Webster about that. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Whatever, 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 whatever. The power of a gazillion, 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 all infinities. Richard Webster reaffirms the statement that Michael Douglas has the still life flowers painting I saw at the National Gallery of Art that I liked so much. I thought of trying to find a way to steal it, an infinite number of times, in the small segment of time that exists in the universe, seeing throughout all eternity. Whatever, 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 whatever. Forever, gazillion, 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 all infinities. I'm going to make another drink. Thanksgiving. I don't think I stayed through even the 1st of December. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Probably gazillion, 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 all infinities. Michael Douglas says it was an important, not necessarily a test, but an observation, what art would the Holy Spirit of God like. So he was there following us. He may have done satanic rituals to enter a different body. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Say Renoir is connected to MySpace.com. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Satanists say Renoir is connected to MySpace.com. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Forever, gazillion, 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 all infinities. I'm going to do this, is he's connected to M&M, whatever. And M&M is taken from M&M peanuts, whatever. I'm going to stop recording and start recording again. It's 9:33 a.m. Michael Douglas says, Daryl Hannah is Gwyneth Paltrow. Robert Gazillion, all activities. Michael Douglas says, Daryl Hannah is Gwyneth Paltrow. Robert Gazillion, all activities. It's more popcorn. Judy Garland says she's standing on me. Whatever. Crowd of gazillion, all of these. Harry Truman says, Wizard of Oz was made in 1939. And it's possible Judy Garland is standing on me. I was born before 1939. Whatever. He's concerned that it may have been many years of infant isolation torture. Whatever. Someone says red is blue. Whatever. Someone says red is navy blue. Nope. Someone says red is blue. Zero. Someone says the Ramada parking is a real pain in the ass. Because no matter what level you park on, you have to go down to the first level of the Ramada and walk down the sidewalk to get into the lobby. You can't take an elevator directly to the floor. If you're on the fourth level of parking, you can't take an elevator to the fourth floor. Everybody has to go down to the first floor and walk down the sidewalk to get into the lobby. Richard Hanning Jr. says he would protect Shane, whatever. Richard Hanning Jr. told me he worked to get Shane a raise, because Shane hadn't had a raise in quite a while. And I'm not sure Shane knew that it was Richard Hanning Jr. that worked for it. But Shane hated Richard and complained about him and shit. Richard Hanning Jr. says that was all false, that he would protect Shane, whatever. Shane says, I thought someone should have told Shane Richard Hanning Jr. is the one that worked to get him the raise. Whatever. So they probably gazillion, all of these. Whatever. Probably gazillion, all of these. I'm going to stop recording and start recording again. It's 9:42 a.m. Shane and Jeff Garner said they had ugly pigs they condescended to rape and torture. Whatever. Leanne Garner says she's related to Sandra Walden Books. Whatever. Leanne Garner reaffirms a statement that she's related to Sandra Walden Books an infinite number of times, then the smallest increment of time that exists in the universe, see throughout all eternity. Whatever. Lisa Wassa says, Jeff Garner does something with decomposed bodies. He either incorporates them into his soul or he eats them or... I don't know. Whatever. Richard Anning Jr. says he looked through Cindy Bonnet's personnel record and found that Jeff Garner fucking Lisa Washaw was the highlight of his work experience at Charter. Whatever. Private gazillion, all amphibies. Richard Anning Jr. reaffirms a statement that he looked through Cindy Bonnet's personnel records and found that Jeff Garner fucking Lisa Washaw was the highlight of his experience at Charter. An infinite number of times. But then the smallest increment of time that exists in the universe, see throughout all eternity. Whatever. Grab a gazillion, all infinities. Paul Blanda says he thinks I'm a very nice person. Whatever. Jeff Garner says I would not like to be tortured before I die. If I were tortured, I would hope the angels would take my soul quickly. Whatever. Bob Lunda says he's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Whatever. Bob Lunda says I suffered terrible tortures as a child, a young adult, an adult. And I ended up loving our son and worshiping him. Not really worshiping him. Oh, God says my jealousy of our son has to do with division on the south side of the street. Whatever. East of Mar. Whatever. Excuse me. Well, it's not a house right on Division. It's like to the south a little, but I don't know what side streets go between Division and First, I think. There's a side street off First that goes south-north. Maybe a house on that block. Whatever. Carla Pig says you were jealous of Danny when she was little because she had so much and you hadn't had anything when you were a child, and when she would complain you would feel jealous. Danny, I didn't have anything. You have so much. Whatever. To the private gazillion, all of these. Tom has frozen my MySpace.com M&M. I'd like to download some music. Whatever. Tina Francis, he draws the line at the ugly little cunt in an interview with the Vampire 2. Nancy Webass and Tina France say the ugly little cunt in an interview with the Vampire 2 is an unwilling offshoot of one or both of them. that they did not consent to that. Whatever. That Harry is this way. It's Tina France and Nancy Webb-Bass. The ugly little cunt is not connected. And they didn't consent to that. And Harry is this way. Chris, you live down the street on Curson Avenue, says she's depressed. Whatever. I'm going to look at some of the other music places. The ugly little cunt from Interview with the Vampire 2 says, I think our son Richard likes hallucinogens because they gave him extraordinary thinking experiences. But I'm concerned about the alcohol, that the hallucinogens may not be bad for him, though they may be expensive. It's probably the alcohol that fucks him up, whatever it is, that I don't think. Well, he longs for pot, and he really liked the hallucinogens, LSD, and he mentioned Sylvia? Sylvia? Something like that. I really am concerned about his use of ecstasy. Because I told him early on, and I hope he remembered sometimes. Someone's making me jump to this too fast, but it is true. I read about ecstasy that you can only use it once a month because it releases so much serotonin in your brain. It gives you a wonderful, wonderful euphoric experience. But you need 30 days to replenish your brain between uses. I told him that, and I explained to him what I read. He told me that many times he's used ecstasy, several doses in one night, and then the next day, and the next day, and that his brain may actually be depleted of serotonin or something. He thinks his brain is permanently damaged. I was very clear on what I read and asked him if he's going to use ecstasy. Please just use it once a month so his brain can replenish the serotonin levels. That I understood there is a down after the use of ecstasy. One uses it, and then there is a down one has to go through. And we talked about it. He said he thinks he has permanent brain damage or permanent serotonin brain, maybe production brain damage, because of it, which would explain dark moons. He said when he was living with Pat, he used a lot of ecstasy in a, you know, day after day or something. And that is, it really is something I'm concerned about. Because I read and it was interesting and it, you know, I certainly didn't mind him using ecstasy. I'd like to try it sometime. But one should just use it once a month and allow the brain to replenish the serotonin levels. Whatever that is. LSD is something I could never use because of all the childhood torture I experienced. I would probably go there and just get lost. But he likes it, so I think that means he wasn't tortured all that much as a child, and he can experience tripping without being traumatized. I'm concerned about the alcohol, because when he's using alcohol, he spends too much money, he gambles or something, I don't know, he just does something. No, like concerned about the hallucinogens, etc., or even pot. But whoever it was says our son Richard is very adamant that he can't use anything because it will lead to suicide is a concern, and with alcohol maybe, but gambling his money away and all that kind of stuff. So Richard is very. He can't use, period, and that's LSD, pot, ecstasy, anything. And I understand that. I suspect alcohol is the real problem. That if he could use other things and not use alcohol, he might be okay. But I can't say that to him because he believes using is death and he doesn't want to die. Whatever, whatever. So, ugly little cunt. An interview with the Vampire 2 says she's Michelle Nelson. Whatever, whatever, whatever. But The little cunt in the interview with the vampire chief says she's Michelle Nelson. Whatever. And Wendy Holman. Having gone through all the emotions Wendy Holman went through when Gina was destroying me and ripping my veil. Michelle Nelson says she's Jamie thing. Whatever, whatever. Whatever. Mariah Carey says she's Illinois indie rockers. Whatever, whatever. It's South by Southwest. It's SXSW08. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Mariah Carey says she's connected to Gloria Stefan. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. You have to buy stuff on this one. On Yahoo. I'm going to try YouTube. A cunt sucking a cock comes up when I put in YouTube.com and miss the Y. I'm going to put in the Y. I'm going to stop recording and start recording again. It's 10:06 a.m. The Redditor guy that was on Nightly News, not ABC, I don't think, I'm not sure. He has a daughter who's like the Washington beat. Ted Koppel. So she's preventing you from seeing my videos on Google. Google. Whatever, whatever, whatever. His daughter's a real freak. More popcorn.
Make some. Ted Koppel says only people who don't live in Chevy Chase murals are concerned about the world we live in. Ted Koppel refers to people that only people who don't live in Maryland are concerned about the world we live in. A number of times. A small segment of time. 15 years. She's throughout all eternity. goddaughter, or it could be Andrea Popham. She was doing some Washington Beach shit. She shot a little bit, whatever. Tim Koppel says he or Andrea Koppel is Nicole Kidman, whatever. Tim Koppel says Andrea Koppel, or whatever her name is connected to Kelly Herberger. Whatever. Kelly Herberger is UN or NASA? Well, she is NASA, but she may also be UN. Politics, Ms. Kofiana knows that we've been tortured so much, Paul, we won't be able to call the thousands and myriads of divine chariots to the earth to save the people and help them with advanced technology to help the environment. Whatever. Carla Bick says she's Ted Koppel. Whatever. Somebody says NASA enhancements were developed for Ted Koppel to appear intelligent. Carla Bick is Ted Koppel. Ted Koppel had more NASA enhancements than anyone who ever fucking lived. Whatever. Gazillion, all phase. Ted Koppel says he has retard pride. He doesn't like it being revealed that he's as fucking retarded and reverse intelligent as Carla Pig, but that he had NASA enhancements. Whatever. I'm going to stop recording and start recording again. 10:18 a.m. Koppel says Victoria Tensing is related to him. Whatever. I don't know if she was pretty intelligent. After Elizabeth Drew, there really wasn't anyone intelligent on the Sunday morning talk shows. That's true. Elizabeth Drew really was intelligent, and that was it. After that, it was all this crap shit. Elizabeth Drew says Richard Haney Jr. is watching for everything the Holy Spirit of God found intelligent to eliminate it. Whatever. That's it. After Elizabeth III, there really wasn't anything. Elizabeth III was a redhead, was red-haired. That was in the late 80s. Richard Haney Jr. and I watched it together at the Quarries Drive Mobile Home Park. We also watched it in Stanton or even Timber Falls, because I don't know how long she lasted. Richard Haney Jr. says there were two Sunday morning talk shows, news talk shows, at the same time, and one of the major networks had one at a different time. And I tried to watch as much as I could. And I would watch the one that I thought was better when the two were going at the same time, and then I'd watch the other one to see who was saying anything relevant. Whatever. I'm going to try this again. I've got this one that's full. The Sony SX-46 Paul Gyshen, the older one. And this one is full, I think. Nancy Webb says she's flushed home. Whatever. Nancy LaBeth says she's Celeste Holmes. Whatever. Gina says he was behind Howard Engler in a secret, disconnected way. There's a layer between them. Howard Engler, a layer, and Gino. Whatever. Parvazillion all to these. Tom says he wants to be a sexual being, but he isn't. Not to me. And that's all he wants. Whatever. He's probably gazillion, all of these. Tom says Taylor Poole is a sexual being to me. Whatever. Kathy Leo says she's my art professor, new drawing. Whatever.
whatever, whatever. The new drawing professor says it was very significant that I chose a new drawing class for art. That it was out of my sexual love for Dino. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. And that's why he brought in a young man who reminded me of Dino. I don't know if he actually reminded me of Donnie from Killian then, but he does now. I had a crush on him. And I talked to him after class one time. He was so fucking stupid. I never crush on him anymore. Whatever, whatever. He seemed pretty mysterious until I talked to him. Then he was just this dumb fuck. Whatever, whatever. Broke all the, what you call it. And then the professor brought in some fat pig. I hated drawing fat pigs. At one point he brought in some cunt who had a greasy face. Like she hadn't washed her face in the morning. I thought that was fucking disgusting. Some cunt that doesn't wake up and wash her face in the morning. Whatever, whatever, whatever. It was amazing. I don't actually think I made a connection between Donnie from Killian and the guy who was so mysterious and attractive to me, really. I was very attracted to him for a while. I don't think I made a connection between Donnie from Killian. I think I made a connection between Dino and him. And drew him several classes and then talked to him after class one day. And he was like stupid and he had a twang. Like he was like some cheap New York shit or something. Took all the mystery out of him. I didn't have a crush on him anymore. I liked Tina and Susie. I'm sorry, Nina and Susie. My first day at Pinecrest, I met Nina and maybe Susie. I think it was Nina that came over to play ping pong. And I don't know if it was Susie also. But I liked both of them. I didn't like Nina better. And then they just weren't kind of there or something. I didn't like Nina better. I thought Nina was a little bit naughty. I liked Susie. She was like from a medium kind of poor family. I liked Susie and then it ended up, not Lisa Nicholson, but just that I ended up spending more time around Diane Zurich because she lived at Waterside. That's what I thought it was. I don't know if it was me. I did make friends with Nina and Susie the first day of school. But I kind of think it was only Nina that came over to play ping pong after school the first day. And then, I don't know about Susie, but I made friends with Nina and Susie my first day. And they lived at the Village. I don't remember playing ping pong with Susie the first day. I think it was Nina came over. It was probably like, well, you want to come over or something like that. I might have been sitting next to Nina on the bus. I liked Susie. I don't think she was dumb. It's just, you want something to do when you're a kid, you know, play ping pong or basketball or something. Now, I don't know if Susie likes to do that stuff or not. I don't know. I didn't have a strong opinion about Nina. She came over and played ping pong with me the first day after school. I made two friends the first day, Nina and Susie. Susie said it's complicated. That who I wanted to play with and who I hung out with was really important, all that stuff. But the truth is, it was my first day of school, and I made two friends, Ian and Susie, and I lived at the Village. We made a couple friends on the bus. And I don't know that Nina or Susie were in Mr. Olzak's class. We may have made friends on the bus or something. I don't think I became friends with Diane Zurich right away. Diane Zurich said she was in the Soul Rats class. And I don't remember. I'm not sure that's true. I wasn't obsessed with Lisa Nicholson. She reminded me of a girl I knew from Bay Village, Susan Pond, whose mother had divorced and remarried, and became Susan Pongolis. And so I felt comfortable. You know, it was nice to see someone who reminded me of Bay Village. I don't think Lisa Nicholson or Brian Zirkin and I became friends right away. Susie and Nina and I, became friends the first day. Susie's mother was a nurse, and it was an RN. Probably gazillion, all cities. Susie says she's Maria Rodriguez. Whatever. Susie says she's Yolanda from Cordis. Whatever. I only remember Nina playing ping pong. But I had two friends at the end of the first day of school at Pinecrest, and that was Nina and Susie. I think they were kind of friends. They may have both come over to play ping pong. But someone is making me remember only Nina playing ping pong. We were friends. We made friends. Remember? Susie and I ended up knowing each other longer than Nina and I. I don't think Nina disliked me. I don't think I felt Nina was superior or anything. I think I just didn't see Nina that much. Susie and I ended up becoming more friends than Nina and I. I don't know what we did. I don't know when I met Diane Zirk, because I don't even know if she was in Mr. West class. At some time, I met Diane Zirk and understood she was in sixth grade Pinecrest, and then learned she lived at Walkside, and we became friends or something like that, or you want to come over or something like that. And then I became friends with Lisa Nicholson, and I'm not even sure. Well, Lisa Nicholson reminded me of Susan Pons, who became Susan Pongolis. And I felt kind of, felt a homesick feeling to see Lisa. When we became friends, I don't even know when it was. If it was the first day at recess that we started talking or something. She had been best friends with Cindy Wright. And then we became friends. It wasn't because I was anything. I wasn't anything when I went there. I wasn't popular. I wasn't popular. I was just... I don't even know. Mr. Olzak told the class I was really smart, I think. They had gotten a really good evaluation or recommendation from me from my sixth grade teacher at Treasure Island Elementary. I do remember his name, and had me, you know, just let the class know I was new and stuff. So I was smart. It's true, I was really smart. And then it may have been the first day at recess, at least in my talks and stuff. But I don't even know. The kids were kind of friendly. Lisa and I became friends almost right away. She talked a lot. It was interesting, though. She was talking about her boyfriend and all this kind of stuff. And I really didn't have any female friends who talked a lot about about stuff. I really appreciated it. It's not appreciated. I didn't have all this low self-esteem shit. I didn't mind if nobody paid attention to me. I was in school. We'd move. I was miserable. I hated Don and Harry. Anne was miserable, and Anne and I were never friends. So I was in school. So, you know, I didn't care if I had friends or not. At least it was interesting. She talked about her boyfriend. She talked about worrying about her weight. We either weighed ourselves or compared our weight. I was like 102. She was like 106. And she was all concerned about it. And she was concerned about how her legs looked and all that kind of stuff. It was kind of cool to hear a girl talk about all this insecure shit. I didn't have a boyfriend. I wasn't insecure about my weight. And I wasn't really insecure about my legs. It was cool. She was a girl talking about girl stuff. I thought it was cool. I really did. Nobody's ever talked to me about this stuff before. Lisa Nicholson says I really am invisible. Because I am. I just listen to people and stuff. She was on crutches when I met her. Because she had a torn ligament in her knee. Her left knee, I think. She had to be on crutches for 6 weeks. we talk at recess and stuff, and then, I don't know. I never had a girl talking about stuff. It was different for me. I appreciated it. And then when she invited me to her house, I didn't care that her house was big, or that they were rich and stuff like that. We were just friends, because my house wasn't going to change if her house was big. I don't think I talk about my family much, but I didn't want to invite her to my house. I don't think she wanted to come to my house. My house was just... There wasn't ever a kid, I think, that ever wanted to come to my house. I don't want to be in my house. Well, I guess she liked me as company and stuff. Invited me over, I slept over, stuff like that. I would listen to her. She sort of gave her all this light and stuff. I'm always hearing God, and she made all sorts of stuff. I didn't have anything going on in my life, but Lisa did, so she talked about it. I listened. I was a good student. I didn't like my parents, but I feared my parents. So I guess people went to Lisa's house and tortured her. And her mother may have been a torturer, a Satanist, torturing her as a child, maybe even not realizing it as a mother of a 12-year-old. I guess people went to Lisa's house and tortured her. Lisa didn't say that she's stealing her soul. Joanna Schultz says mine was the only friendship she ever had. That may be true. Well, Joanna's job was to be my therapist, and I paid her for it. So I kind of offered food. I was a survivor of satanic ritual abuse and mind control. I had a lot of information, and I was reasonably healthy and reasonably well functioning, though not employed. I don't know when I had the really good stuff on Harry. Photographic comparisons like this, especially the second one. During my therapy with Joanna Schultz, because I started with Joanna in 2001, I think in June. Because I started writing my webpage in like March or something. I don't know when I called the University of Miami and learned about Rick Levinson recommending me for the personality and preference test. Well, it was after I learned about that and saw Richard J. Levinson, who worked for the NASA AIDS Research Center and then opened his own business on brain-injured people, that I realized that he was the guy who recommended you for the test. That was a lot of evidence for me, because I've been looking for a long time. It was after that that I went, that I tried to find a therapist. Joanna Schultz says she developed from Country Londino, a sweater, and a car, her car, take me on our first date to the country was counseling Neil when he was destroying me and trying to hold him up and support him, because it was a little difficult for him to destroy me. To Joanna Schultz, whatever. Neil says he combined souls with Joanna Schultz when he was destroying me. Joanna Schultz was counseling him. He also says he's Diane Zerp. Trying to tune out the pig.
$2 says she's Harry. Judy Garland says she's Harry. Richard Webster says he's Mike Wallace and his shadow is Rob Schneider. Whatever. Richard Webster says he's Mike Wallace and his shadow is Rob Schneider. Whatever. Robert Gazillion, all three. Mike Wallace could be related to William Wallace and the Wallace who wrote the book. He lived in Virginia. Whatever. Mike Wallace says it's Emily Bronte. It's the book, Wuthering Heights. Whatever. Mike Wallace says he's Wuthering Heights. Whatever. Mike Wallace says he's Wuthering Heights. Whatever. That's Emily Bronte. The movie had Sir Laurence Olivier before he was a sir and a cunt. Whatever. I don't think it was Vivian Leigh. Tom says he sold his soul. Whatever. Tom reaffirms the statement that he sold his soul. And after a number of times, within a small increment of time that exists in the universe, see throughout all eternity. Harry says he's got an elephant's wrinkled dick. Whatever. Private gazillion, all out of phase. Harry says he's got an elephant's wrinkled dick. Whatever. Private gazillion, all out of phase. Carla Pig's 12-string guitar says she's something about Mike Wallace and Rob Steiner. Whatever. Gino says he loves Carla Pig. Whatever. Gino says very few women are as fat, ugly, and Jewish as he is. And he loves the fattest, ugliest, most Jewish pig in the universe. Whatever. Have a gazillion. I'll say this command to live in the society J. Edgar Hoover's cunt mother envisioned. Whatever. Michael Aquino demands all Satanists have an infinite number of selves and an infinite number of eternities to live in the society J. Edgar Hoover's cunt mother envisioned. The infinite number of selves and the infinite number of eternities increasing exponentially. An infinite number of times, lived in a small segment of time, that exists in the universe, exceeding throughout all eternity. Whatever. Probably gazillion, all in phase. Michael Aquino says he's made of Richard Hennings Sr.'s dick. Whatever. Probably gazillion, all in phase. Dan Carey says he got to keep his position as a biology lab chair and graduate student at the University of Miami. Whatever. The product is doing gazillion, all of these. I'm going to stop recording. Start recording again. It's 10:56 a.m. Steve Benson says he's a program manta ray. Whatever. Probably gazillion, all three. Lisa Nicholson says she's Edna Malone,
Here he says Edna Malone is the cunt in the Cate Blanchett movie about an English cunt going to France to save her boyfriend and falling in love with a Frenchman. Whatever, whatever. Probably gazillion, gazillion, gazillion. All of these. The ugly little cunt from the second interview with the vampire movie says he's the cunt in Taken. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Steven Spielberg affirms it. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Probably gazillion, gazillion, gazillion. All of it is. The ugly little redhead cunt from the second interview with the vampire movie, I think. Could have been the first. Says, there may only be one. Says she's the cunt from Taken. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, 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 whatever. Brad Pitt says he's Jimmy Angler. Whatever, 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 whatever. Gazillion, 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 all for these. I might do Carole King on LimeWire. Anne used to listen to it a lot. I didn't like Carole King. Harry demands an observer of cells to have his mouth and throat tortured with lit cigarettes. The infinite number of cells increasing exponentially, the infinite number of times within a small segment of time. There exists in the universe. See, throughout all eternity, they're not allowing my Sony P320 Paul Geist and the older one files to save. So I'm going to cancel. Close. Oh, they're converting. I'm not going to close. I am going to close. Whatever. I'm going to get this recorder working. The Olympus WS 100 Paul Geist. That's Reynolds Loon. Whatever, whatever. Meryl Streep refers to it. She's a trucker that pulled over to help us in Texas. That's Reynolds Loon. Whatever, whatever. Infinite number of times. In a small segment of time. It was just the universe. T throughout all eternity. Whatever, same as they've been freezing the webcam. It's 11:05 a.m. I'm going to stop recording and start recording again. Louise Fletcher and Wendy Duda say Karen Carpenter offed them. Whatever, 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 whatever. Probably gazillion, gazillion, gazillion. All of these. Louise Fletcher and Wendy Duda say Karen Carpenter offed them. Whatever, 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 whatever. Probably gazillion, 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 all of it is. Louise Fletcher and Wendy Duda reaffirm the statement that Karen Carpenter offed them an infinite number of times in a small segment of time to this universe, see throughout all eternity. Whatever, 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 whatever. Karen Carpenter says she's Kathleen Quinlan. Whatever, whatever. Kathleen Quinlan says she has to do with Geller's photography. Zero. Kathleen Quinlan says she had old debts to avenge. Whatever. Old. Whatever. I asked Kathleen Quinlan to be able to avenge all the debts people owe her. Whatever, 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 whatever. Whatever, whatever. Get some more popcorn. Make another drink. Every affirmative request that Kathleen Quinlan be able to avenge all the debts owed her.
whatever number, and that's the number of signs, but the smallest number of signs, 15 meters, being dropped all eternity. I asked Captain Quinn to be able to avenge all the deaths against Wendy, Louise Fletcher and Wendy Duda. Jim Morrison says he off Captain Quinlan. Del Kilmer should be off Captain Quinlan. No, it's not that company. Carla Fisher is destroying her. Donna Johnson approves it. Kathleen Quinlan says Carla Fisher is reminding her of all the horrible things she's done. That Carla Fisher is destroying her, and Donna Johnson affirms it. In this scenario, paradigm, I think Don Johnson is MacArthur, Douglas MacArthur. Really sadistic fucker. That Trail of Tears, Japan, and killing all the horses after World War I. Whatever. Could be Gar Garland, Jr. Kurt Russell says a lot of people were horny for Kathleen Quinlan. Hey, it wasn't the Doors movie, it was something else. I don't know if she was in the movie with the guy who smashed a semi into a building movie. Jan Vincent. Shit. I don't know. He says that Kathy Lee was quite frail and fragile when he encountered something and tortured her. Kathy Lee says it was Dino that wanted her to destroy me. Gina says a guy from Governor movie whose servant was a nigger is important to Dino destroying people. Rene Azerbaijan, he was also in Deep Space Nine. Azerbaijan? Bobby Davis says he's connected to the red-haired guy, Wavy, who is connected to Vic Damone's grandmother, and is connected to Frank Sinatra, whatever. Frank Sinatra says they form a kind of V. The longer part coming from Bobby Darin, the guy with the red wavy hair, Vic Damone, and then Frank Sinatra, whatever. Robert Gazillion, all of these. By the Sea building at Knob Hill. Bobby Darin says he did a version of I'm Sitting on Top of the World. Could have been before the Carpenters, whatever it is. And Don't Rain on My Parade. Well, Bobby Darin says he did Fly Me to the Moon. Paper Moon. He says he did it If I Were a Carpenter. It's weird. I think Bobby Darin was before the Carpenters.
Stephanie Hawkins, she's with Frank Sinatra. Whatever. It's Frank Sinatra sings Dancing Cheek to Cheek. Whatever. And Ella. Fred Astaire also. Heaven. I'm in Heaven. That's it. And something. I'm going to go for the Fred Astaire one. Heaven. I'm in Heaven. I'm going to go for Frank also. So wait. Heaven. I'm in Heaven. And it's so. And I can't believe that something. Because we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Martha Brown says she had Carla Pig's light to dance on the end of a railroad tie to Heaven. I'm in Heaven. Whatever. Richard Henning Sr. says he's Fred Astaire. Whatever. Richard Henning Sr. says he's Fred Astaire. Oh no, I got two Freds. I want a Frank. Richard Henning Sr. says he doesn't want me to hear Frank Sinatra singing Dancing Cheek to Cheek. There's Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald, but I'm not interested in nigger shit. Carl Sagan says he's related to John Knapp. Whatever. Carl Sagan says he's related to John Knapp. Whatever. Michael Finney says I'm confused if I'm me or you, Paul. Whatever. Michael Finney says I'm confused if I'm me or you, Paul. Whatever. I have a gazillion offering. Kennedy Sue Kurtz says you're modest. Gene Ackman says he's Team River Dance. Gene Hagman says our son is Celtic. Gene Hagman says our son is Celtic. Richard Driver says I love our son. I just love him. I don't know or care anything about his past lives. I just love him. Son of Lucy says he's, I guess, Richard Dreyfuss. John Belushi says he's connected to white men bongo drums. Whatever. Richard Haney Jr. affirms it. John Belushi says he's James Belushi. I'm going to put some C for real on my forehead.
Taylor Pool. That's three letters. Tom wants to fuck Andy. Taylor Pool.
my life.
Whatever. Love, self-esteem, things I didn't like. Say, nay, 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 nay. No. Maya Lansky says he's Steve from FCL, a horse person. Have a gazillion, all of you. Harry says, I was indeed tortured more than you to hurt you, Paul. Harry from the statement, I was indeed tortured more than you, Paul. An infinite number of times, in the smallest amount of time, just in the universe. Have a gazillion, all things. Jody Foster affirms it. Have a gazillion. Okay. Excuse says, Lita Piggott cut Piggott angles, put Richard high up on pedestal because I supported him, whatever. Billy Henning says, Lita Piggott, Fat Piggott, almost real romance with Richard Henning Jr. Only because he asked me to marry him, and I did. After he knocked me up. Whatever. Probably gazillion, all infinite. Carl Henning says he got a fix. Lita Piggott, Fat Piggott Engel's car. Billy Henning says you gotta fuck her pussy. Make her feel good, like a woman. Make her come. But Carl Henning and Billy Henning say, Lita Piggott, Fat Piggott Ingalls, was fascinated with Richard Henning Jr. Because he asked me to marry him, and I did. Whatever. Probably gazillion, all of it is. Carl Henning reaffirms his statement that he got to fix her car an infinite number of times. In a small second of time, there exists in the universe, seen through all eternity. Philly Hanning reaffirms that he's got to fuck her pussy as if he were her husband and have his son Matthew raised in her home. Whatever. Carver gazillion, all of it is. Carl Hanning and Billy Hanning reaffirm the statement that Lita Piggott, Fat Piggott Engels, got Richard Hanning Jr. to love her. Even though he was pretend married to me. And that was the most satisfying fuck love experience Lita Piggott, Fat Piggott Engels ever had. Infinite number of times, in the smallest amount of time, there's this universe, seeing through all eternity. Carl Hanning says torturing people under transformer sights has to do with the sun in his eyes. Whatever. Tom affirms it. Whatever. Have a gazillion, all faith. Goldie Hawn affirms it. Whatever. Carl Hanning says he got to fix Lita Piggott, Fat Piggott Gale's car. Whatever. she probably could tell you, could tell you, could tell you in all face. Silly Annie, so she got to fuck Lita Pigdick, that pig nose pussy, at her home in Lehigh Acres, Florida, while she was pretending Matthew Henning was her son. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Probably gazillion, 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 all face. Lita Pigdick Ingalls says she got to love Richard Henning Jr. It wasn't a cunt fuck, it was an ass fuck. The highest honor a male adult could pay to a female adult. And that she loves him and he loves her. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Private gazillion, 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 all pity. Lita Pigdick, Fat Pigdick Angle, says the only important part of that is that I believe he was my husband and he fucked my pussy and I sucked him off. Whatever, whatever. Richard Henning Jr. says he's on the top of the world, cunt-fucking and ass-fucking Lita Pigdick Angles, and cunt-fucking me. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Richard Henning Jr. says Lita Pigdick, Fat Pigdick Angles, is Trevita Horn. Whatever, whatever. Alright, we can tell you, can tell you, can tell you, all of these. Richard Henning Jr. says Lita Pigdick, Fat Pigdick Angles, is Janet Reno. Whatever, whatever. I'm going to stop recording and start recording. It's 11:57 a.m. The other little cunt from interview with the vampire too says she had to do Twilight Zone, the movie where the guy got killed in the first segment. It was Vietnam over water, something like that, trying to save little worthless Vietnamese children or something. The actor got killed in the scene. Whatever, 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 whatever. The ugly little cunt from Interview with the Vampire 2 says she slid out of Kathy Hennig's cunt. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Probably gazillion, 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 gazillion. Now to a bastard sheet's flow smell. Whatever, whatever. See if I find more popcorn. Now to a bastard sheet's flow says, I only have so much grief because something. Whatever, whatever. Someone says, Bob Fleming is a Scottish dancer. Whatever. When Flossmell was waiting on Bob Fleming, he lived in the attic. I woke up one night when I was sleeping with Flo Smell next to her and heard him dancing to AM radio, dancing, shuffling in his slippers and stuff. I knew he wasn't crippled, but Flo Smell was, well, believed he was crippled and served him his meals, and I don't know what she did about his bathroom and stuff. Whatever, whatever. But I heard him in the middle of the night dancing to AM radio, shuffling. I thought it was kind of funny. He was pretending to be an invalid, and he wasn't. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. was nonsense. She wanted the $90,000 she left to the grandchildren, which were Flo Smell's children's children. I'm going to stop recording and start recording again. It's 12:04 p.m. Here, so she's related to William, so she's Willa Nixon. I'm going to stop recording and start recording again. It's 12:11 p.m. Says Ellen Gale Jewelry Retarded Plus Friends Body City. Probably gazillion. All cities. Price and offer reaffirms the Ellen Gale Jewelry Retarded Plus Friends Body Kennedy. Here's the number of times. And it's also the time. There's this number. Steam for all the time. Probably gazillion. All cities. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. That is soft. Martha Brown says, Fred Astaire is gambler's tobacco. Martha Brown says, Fred Astaire is a fag. I'm going to stop recording and start recording again and go to sleep. Go to bed. 12:27 p.m. Fred Astaire says he's Richard Haynes Sr. Whatever. Senior is attracted to a tacky blonde cunt.
whatever, whatever. It's not because his mother was a tacky blonde cunt. He was taken from the wealthy home of the Chase bank family. Lived with the tacky blonde cunt and fuck her and do her dishes. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Tom says he's a roaring 20s dancer cunt. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Probably ugly and really fat, the rejected one. Whatever, whatever, whatever. There's only one rejected one in the 20s dancer, roaring 20s dancer cunt paradigm, and that was Tom. Janet Greenbaum affirms that very few people are so ugly to be rejected in the roaring 20s dancer cunt paradigm. Whatever, whatever. Richard Henry Jr. says Martha Brown was so fucking fat she was rejected. But she sat and watched and envied and envied and envied and envied. And envied. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Gary Oldman affirms that he says she was ugly, he was fat. He sat and watched and envied and envied and envied and envied. And all that envy led to infant and child torture. Led to Bram Stoker's Dracula. The only fat, ugly pig in a whole society of people who danced and ate and did cotillion. Whatever, whatever. Gary Oldman says he's so ugly, no one would ever dance with him. No one would ever go out with him. But that is not true for George Herbert Walker Bush. They weren't just the rejected people. He decided to torture infants, to be beautiful, to have a nice glue to their skin, to have fine leather accessories. Whatever. 8, 4, 10. Richard Henry Jr. says he's Rick Hengst, the one who loved me more than anyone who ever loved me. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Richard Haney Jr. reaffirms the statement that he's Rick Hengst, the one that loved me more than anyone ever loved me. And it's never turned. It's almost like our time. The existing universe. She needs to out all eternity. Carlifix Cunt reaffirms the statement that Gary Oldman is Rick Hengst, the one that loved me more than anyone ever loved me. An infinite amount of things. Harry says that this toothless vocabulary doesn't want me to hear new music. Harry says he and Mike from the Roslyn, the toothless, impotent, fat, ugly, low self-esteem failure, you don't want me to have new music. Have a gazillion, 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 all I think. Harry says Judy Garland is Jean Peters. Harry says he killed the battery by torturing his Jew pig, Anita Gilman. Oh, how I grieve. Oh, how I mourn. It's probably gazillion, gazillion, gazillion all into these. Harry says he killed the battery on my MP3 player by torturing his Jew pig, Anita Gilman. Harry says he has the eternal souls of so many Satanists to sell. They worked so hard from the age of 10 to rape, torture, program, violate. Rape, torture, program, violate. Rape, torture, program, violate. Pigs and nails in
Germany, and in the United States. Rape, torture, program, violate. Rape, torture, program, violate. Yes, so many eternal souls shall to hurt me, to make me not listen to Bobby Darin's Bliss Flash, I'm taking a bath. Whatever, 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 whatever. Harry says Bobby Darin sang that because John Lansford saw me in the bathtub, accidentally walking into the bathroom. I was taking a bath, naked, feeling so many sexual feelings for me. Whatever, 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 whatever. Splish, splash, I'm taking a bath. Mary Lansford refers that even though I was like 8 years old, I was so sexually beautiful to John Lansford that they wrote, Splish, splash, I'm taking a bath. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Slip, gazillion, gazillion, gazillion. And here it is. Harry says he wants his cock and my pussy all wet, sliding in and out. Donna, pig fuck nigger lesbo, affirms it. Oh, that's Donna Jean Rockmer Lansford. Harry says Bobby Darin is Stephen Large. The one I actually enjoyed fucking, had fun, whatever, whatever. Bobby Darin says he's Ray Sher, whatever, whatever. Gary Busey says he was Stephen Large, and I had fun. Gary Busey says he was Stephen Large, and I had fun. I like Gary Busey. Just fun, that's all. Me and Gary Busey love each other. We just had fun, that's all. I like Gary Busey. Gary Busey says he had the arts of cunt at the Scrin, Women's Resource at the Scrin, whatever it is. Wait until the waves and drop fat pig, whatever, 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 whatever. She's always fat. Only she had a lot of whiskers and jean ears and shit. She was not any Wilson. Allison, she was not any Wilson's Allison. She was about Allison. I just thought, alright. Tina and I, some shit from it. Right now I feel average, stupid short. No hips, I am best taken 20, alright. I saw big hips, best one that I ever had, whatever. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.